This Chazar is Echad Neshbas. Habachi Ches L'Shag Mevam Yehuda Masechet Eskubes Daf Ayin Vav. Rav Ashi explained the difference between the first two cases of our Mishnah, why the Chazaka of the girl's body doesn't help in the first case, but helps in the second case. He gave an explanation. In the first case, when she's still in Arusa, the money of the Ksuba would go to the father, and her Chazaka can't help for her father. In the second case, it's after Nesuin, in which case she keeps the money herself, and that's why her Chazaka helps. That's what Rav Ashi said. Racha, the son of Rav Avi, asked, the Braisa says, that Rav Meir says the father would have to bring proof even after Nesuin if the mum is of the type that would likely be there have been there before as well. Now, according to what Rav Ashi said, the Chazaka should help and no proof should be needed. Mar says, Rav Meir is referring to a mum like an extra finger, which was clearly with her from birth. The proof that the father has to bring is that the husband was aware of it and accepted it anyway. Zakumar Behudanim Shmuel said, if two people are making a deal whereby they trade a cow for a donkey, and the donkey owner did Meshicha on the cow, and they then find that the donkey is dead before the Meshicha can be done on the donkey owner has to prove that the donkey was alive when Meshicha on the cow was done, and that's the only way that the deal goes through. And he says, Shmuel says, that this concept is actually taught by our Mishnah regarding the Kala. Where do we see this concept in the Mishnah? It can't be from the case when the girl is still living by her father, because in that case, he has to prove to take money from the husband, whereas Shmuel is discussing bringing proof to keep the cow that's already in his position. So it's two different things. Rabbi Abba said it's the case of in the Mishnah of after the Nesuin. In that case, the husband has to bring proof to keep the money that's in his possession. In fact, Marano, that case is also different than Shmuel's case, because in the Mishnah, the husband is bringing a proof against the chazaka of the girl, whereas in Shmuel's case, he has to bring proof to support the chazaka that the donkey was still alive. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says he must be referring to the case of the Arusa living in her father's house, who says that he has to bring proof to keep the money that he received as a Kedushin. We're not referring to the Ksuba money, getting the Ksuba money. We're referring to him keeping the Kedushin money that he already has. He's bringing a riot to keep what he already has in his possession. This is like Shmuel's case, where the owner of the donkey has to prove that the donkey was still alive so he can keep the cow that's already now in his possession. In fact, Mar Brisa says, if an animal is shechted and found to be a trefa, and we don't know if it was purchased by the butcher already being a trefa, meaning so you have the seller of the animal, and then you have the butcher who is the purchaser. So it was shechted and found to be a trefa. We don't know if it was purchased already as a trefa, in which case he deserves his money back with mechach toys, or maybe it happened after the purchase, in which case it wasn't a mechach toys, he doesn't get his money back. So the halacha is hamoytzi mechaveyoi olav harayah. This means that if the butcher already paid, he has to prove his case in order to take the money back. Now, according to what we just said, according to Shmuel, the seller of the animal should have to bring a proof in order to keep the money that he got. So why is it that the Moitz Mechavei Olav Araya? The Mar says, the Brice is discussing where the butcher did not yet give the money. So the Brice is therefore saying that the seller has to prove his case in order to get the money. For Ekmar, that would mean that the Brice is saying that butchers always buy on credit, and therefore it's always the seller who's looking to collect payment. Where do we get the thought to say this? So Rami Bar Yecheskel said, Shmuel actually said is that whoever's reshus the suffix arose, it's he who has to bring the proof. And he said that this is stated in our Mishnah regarding a kala as well. When the suffix arises in the husband's reshus, the husband has to bring the raya. When the suffix arises when she's still in the father's reshus, the father's the one who has to bring the raya. For the Gemara again asked from the case of the butcher, if the butcher did not give the money, then the seller would have to bring proof to collect. Now, according to what Rabbi Yechezkel said, since the suffix arose in the reshus of the butcher, it should be he who has the burden of proof. And for the Gemara, the Braisa is discussing where the butcher already gave the money. So that's why it's him who has to bring the proof, just like Rabbi Yechezkel said. And this makes sense because people don't typically transfer possession of the animal until full payment is made. They don't sell animals on credit. Mishnah and Rav, Vachacham Maimrim, Bamedvar Mamurim, Bemumen Shebeseser. Dr. Gemara of Nachman said, a woman who gets seizures is considered to be the case of a mum in an unexposed part of the body. But the Gemara says this is only true if the seizures happen at set times, so she can plan to keep them from becoming public knowledge. However, if they don't come at set times, they come at random times, they're considered to be an exposed mum because it's certain that people are aware, nebuch, of her condition.